Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's Buddhas and Butterflies. We are heading into the integration session with some breath work for our first integration session in houses five and six, working with the fire elements. I've got a gorgeous playlist for you. That's all from one particular album by Jamie Cato. If you're not sure who Jamie Cato is, he's a creative type. He does a lot of self-development work in some ways that are pretty light and easily held and fairly humorous, and he's an all-around creative type. So in addition to that type of work, he does lots of music. He's produced a film around Ram Dass, Becoming Nobody, and in terms of his stuff, he's got some free things too, so check out his website, Jamie Cato, CATTO.com. Good guy. And as we prepare for today, feel free to find yourself a comfy spot in a laying down posture, seated if need be. In particular, if you are pregnant, if you've just had recent surgery, if you have any issues with heart or head or conscious things that have been happening, like you got a little bit dizzy or what's the word? Not lost consciousness, but like blacked out for like a little bit or anything like that. So feel free to pick a posture that feels right for you today. I off recording, I'll say it again now, mention that you can also try out breath work on your stomach. It often correlates to things that you experienced when you were little ones on your tummies doing tummy time, as we now call it. I'm not sure what they called it when I was growing up in my era, but and if you were anything like my era or before, I think parents just shoved you on your stomach every once in a while. Nowadays, we do that really purposefully. That typically related to things you experienced on your tummy, and or can be related to times of integration and rest. It's times where your history, which is in your front body, is just connected to the earth, so it's being held. So your back body, which is like an area where you can be like newly creative and open to new possibilities, and it's a little bit more sometimes easeful to navigate into ways that are not stemming from the old habitual patterns, then get to rise to the surface. So it can be easily played with. So feel free to even try out both if you want to see what that does for you today in your breath work. Okay, enough jibber jabber on my part. I'm going to invite you to get comfy cozy. And I'm going to invite you to connect to your breath through the open mouth, opening up the mouth just to the point of a mild stretch, not discomfort. And also opening up the front of the throat, if at all possible. Opening up the mouth and the front of the throat. And connecting to breath with a vibrant inhale. So a little bit of effort on that inhale. Vibrant, meaning like almost like enough energy to pull your arm or your leg up against gravity in that same manner. Just a little bit of effort. Not a lot, just a little. Vibrant inhale. Surrendered exhale. And the air leaves like it's coming out of a balloon. Nothing for you to have to do here. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale through the open mouth, and taking out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath. So just as that inhale ends, the exhale begins. Just as the exhale ends, the inhale begins. You may not get 100% of the fullness of your breath. You may have only like 90%. So as that tightens up just a little bit, it also does some beautiful things for signaling to your brain that you're breathing. You're safe enough to be here, and you can actually be amongst this without holding your breath. So you're able to actually digest whatever material comes your way. And as you breathe here, I'm going to invite you to inwardly scan your body, finding one thing in particular that feels good to be with. Take a moment to drink that on in. Whether you landed on an area of your body that felt really just like you, that felt really pleasant and easeful to be with. Maybe there's a beautiful memory in which you felt like you just like really were yourself with ease. Or maybe there's something else. It just feels really juicy to be here inside of you. And whatever that is, I'm going to invite you to take a moment to really savor all the things that you like about it. Like you, would a piece of really fine chocolate or any other thing that's a really special food for you that you'd like to just really enjoy? And savoring it, appreciating it, slowing down mindfully to drink it on in. Drinking in this nourishment that's here for you. Noticing how the body responds amongst it all. If any part of that is pleasant and neutral, feel free to drink that in too. I'm going to offer these words amongst it all. Creator, Spirit, thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, both seen and unseen, that we gather here with us. We call in all of your protection, your care, your reverence, your nurturing, your holding of this space safe and sacred, and your supporting of our endeavors in alignment with our intentions today. We ask that this be the highest available journey in grace today, and may it be in service not just to each and every one of the breathers here today, to their families, to their ancestors, to their lineage. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to the earth that holds us, grounding us, connecting us to nourishment, the flow of mother's milk itself. Thank you to the sky above, connecting us to the space, to soar, to rise, to explore, to become vast. Thank you to the fire, connecting us to the very edge of the realm of the unseen. What a beauty it is to dance with this mystery. And thank you to the water that connects it all to our very core, to our very essence, fluidly carrying it, allowing our emotions to be pure energy, allowing our consciousness to be pure and clear. Thank you to all the animals who walk and crawl and swim and fly, reminding us what it is to be natural and of nature. Thank you for your guidance as you appear today in our journeys. And thank you for the opportunity to just simply be here, to turn towards all those things that we might ordinarily overlook, the things that might be a bit challenging, the things that might be a bit painful. We're grateful for this space here to explore them today. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Okay. Blessings on your breath. Gonna hear some music come in. If you need me to adjust the volume, feel free to type that on into the chat feature. Staying connected with that breath, vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales. Breathing here without pause. Every breath going just a little bit deeper. Every breath an opportunity to expand through your very bones, out to the edges of your skin. And into the realm beyond you, into that space between you and others.
And yet I see that in rooms all over the world, people who are afraid to breathe. Solo self. almost do anything, including give up our life and our life force to be safe, to be predictable, to be secure, to be boring.
Breathing from bones to skin, expanding to the realm even beyond you, between the space.
What does it mean to be a human being? Like a being, something happening, something alive, something imaginative, something changing all the time.
Breathing yourself all the way into the edges of the space between you and the realm of connection between you and another. And check out what happens here for you. What is it to be alive here? Within you, within connection to others, what is it to be alive here? What is it to stay in connection with you through the very core of your bones while you're in connection with the realm of others? To be
it's
a
like
sovereign.
God is the dance, because it's that part that just keeps moving, the mystery, the thing we've never figured out.
To be a sovereign individual amongst others while in connection, holding both at the same time. What is that?
You know, I've got to fall into these bones. I've got to slip in. I've got to find out about the dance and inside these bones. What's going on? Who am I? Who am I?
Noticing how you're facing this, getting curious, noticing your body's response, how it is you face this, how you face being a sovereign individual while in connection with another, what happens for you? Breathing here into the face, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, all the senses coming alive with each and every breath. Notice what's here for you. Feeling, and receiving. And breathing, breathing through it all. Because you're alive to feel it, and the feelings that are here, they mean you, my lover, alive, pulsating with life. And what if this time, what if this time it's safe to tolerate that all? What if this time it's safe to tolerate this all? And maybe, just maybe even enjoy it. Even through the sadness, the anger, the fear, the grief, all of it. Give that a full body shake, give that a full body wiggle woggle, shake shimmy. Make a little sound as you exhale. And if you dug that, do it one more time. If you're into that, do it again. And then I'm going to invite you to breathe into your intention. Why is it you're here? Remembering, recalling that back to life again. Breathing into your intention.
feel like I'm gonna cry. So let me just take a sec. After I sent you away, I found your bright thorn growing in my throat. Shocked by the piercing, when I bent my head to pray, I jumped to hunt the salve anywhere possible outside myself. But last night, by accident, I prayed so strong, it punctured, penetrating the center here, and the holy serum flowed from the inside. Finally, I know this. You did not send the pain to punish, but to beg my head to bow more deeply into this flood of brilliant self-love.
Feeling the feeling of your intention as if it were here, alive, well, here, right now, inside of you. What would that be like? See the image, call it alive. Breathing right into that intention, the image, the feeling of it, the aliveness of it, making it as real as you can, fleshing out all the details. And then see what it's like to keep the feeling and let the image dissolve. Keep the feeling and let the image dissolve. And if that's at all challenging, then I'm going to invite you. I'm going to invite you to let me hold the image for you. And you keep the feeling. Invitation to pick up the pace of your breath if you've got space for that. A reminder touching in on your resource that you found earlier, anytime you might need it. And amongst that all, I'm going to invite you to turn towards anything that's painful. Turning towards the pain in your system. And not jumping whole hog into it, just touching the edge. Touching the edge of it. Breathing here. Without jumping into the very center of it, touching just the very edge of the pain, and breathing here. As you continue to turn towards the pain and breathe into it, I'm going to invite you to imagine that it's a little one, that it is a small child, an infant, in need of your care, in need of being met by you. So if this part of you that's experiencing pain is a little one, how would you hold them? What would you communicate to them? How would you be with them?
Thank you.
How can you let them know I'm right here with you? I'm right here with you. Invitation to let them lead. Not doing what you think they need, because quite frankly, you don't like that. You don't like that, and neither do they. Neither do they. So letting them lead, letting them share what's up for them. Let them invite you in. And notice what it's like if they're actually getting to lead the way. What's that like for them? What's that like for you? What's that like for everybody? What is that offering here? An invitation now as you're breathing here to hold the breath on your next exhale and hold it out. So deep breath in, deep breath out, holding at the bottom of your breath, keep breathing out, breathing it all out, breathing it fully out and holding here, allowing anything to dissolve into the earth below you, anything leaving the system. Gratefully received by the earth, becomes like compost, like fertilizer, so nourishing new things can grow. See how long you can hang out here. when you feel that impulse to breathe in, see if you can flirt with the edge and breathe in when you need to. But flirt with that edge. See if you can push it just a little bit more. What is it to be fully empty? With nothing to hang on to. When you breathe in, you may have already done so. Invitation to feel your fingertips, feel your toe tips, feel the very edges of your skin all the way up to your nose tip. Check it out. What happened with that? And when you're ready, we invite you to slowly, one heel at a time, press out through the very edge of the heel that's touching the ground, pushing it out. You may even bring the toe tips back just a little bit so you can actually fully extend through that heel, feeling the whole release along the leg, the spine, all the way up to the opposite side of the skull, and then pushing out slowly through the other leg. Extending through it and feeling it all release through the leg, the edge of the spine, potentially all the way up to the opposite edge, opposite side of that skull. And I invite you to really slowly go back and forth between these two while you're breathing, one leg at a time. Your legs carry your drive. Your legs give you your legs to stand up on. They carry your mobility, your momentum in life. How's your stride in life? It's here in the legs. Hanging out with this heel press for as long as feels right for you. And if there's any area of tension in the body that feels like it's just not releasing while you do that, I'm actually going to invite you to hang on to it even just a little bit more. So actually welcoming what's hanging on, welcoming what's not releasing, welcoming any areas that just don't want to seem to let go, and actually helping them hang on, willfully contracting them, hanging on with them, speaking their language, in their same volume, in their same tonality. And watch what happens organically as you just simply hang out with this. And breathe. And breathe. Through it all, breathing. And there may just be a flicker of something that somehow seems to move in a new way. Feel free to honor that. Going with it, letting that impulse go in whatever direction it feels called to go. And it may actually swoosh right up to the very edge of your system. It may translate into another area of tension. Feel free to rinse and repeat. So any areas, greeting them, holding them, matching their tone, speaking their language, holding on to them, with them, supporting them. Letting the body lead here. and honoring the genius of your body's system, its intelligence as it moves through this vessel, as life pours through you, welcoming it by means of listening and following, responding in its own language, however it's moving through you today. And if you've got space for it, I invite you to add in just a little bit of arm movement now. I invite you to slowly extend your arms upwards, extending through the palms, letting your hands hover at a place wherever they feel like a natural stopping point. And that might be in different positions. You might have one hand go in a different location than the other. And then wherever they naturally stop, I invite you just to simply hold them there. And here, you declare your boundary. This is my space. This is my space. Dropping the hands to the shoulders and extending the palms out in a different direction. Letting them hover in this new location, wherever they magically seem to stop. And again, this is your space. Rinsing, repeating in multiple directions.
I was trying to get something that I wasn't meant to get, whether it be that feeling of everything's okay, or that feeling of safety, or that feeling of home. No other human can be scaffolding for our soul in that way consistently. They're always going to fail, and they're always going to feel burdened, unless we're sourcing it from our own connection to the divine, or our own connection to our art, which is the same thing. Because when we make art in the right way, we're opening a channel to receive the Great Spirit. And C.S. Lewis, who wrote the Narnia books, he talks about prayer in the Screwtape Letters. True prayer isn't when we're talking to God and talking to God and talking to God. True prayer is when we stop talking and empty and let the energy come in the other direction and pour down into us. We each become a cup by the Holy Grail. We each get filled.
If it feels right to you, you can just let the hands roam around in every which 3D direction, exploring the very edges of your boundaries. Holding your own space as an individual so you can call in. Boundaries help you to call in more of what you want by means of saying what isn't working, what's not of service to you. and that gets to be dynamic and permeable, fluid. Like a soap bubble that's ever changing shape. Dynamically evolving. Holding your space in different situations means dynamically evolving. Exploring here for as long as feels right for you. Letting the arms come to rest when you're complete. I invite you just to make a little bit of sound. Let's do that one more time. Breathing fully in. Exhaling to sound. And check that out. Letting your system come to rest. Dropping the practice of the breath, letting yourself come to rest, contemplating the journey and how it reconciles with your intentions, whatever came through for you today. continuing to rest in stillness. Everything that was once banished that you turn towards today dissolves back into the living river of your being. As you turn towards it, remembering what it is to include, and allowing it to belong here too. Thank you, Creator, for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen. We give thanks for this journey and all that's come through today. We honor that it will continue to live on, not just through us, but into the realm of our family, our ancestors, our lineage, by means of our ongoing steadfast integration with the material that came through. We ask those insights, those awarenesses, that those learnings seamlessly continue to live into our lives with ease, with grace. May we recognize any blockages along the way as arrows that were just unexpected directions pointing us in new places, paths we did not intend to take, and continue to integrate. Thank you to the earth that held us, the sky above giving us space, the fire connecting us to the realm of the unseen, and the water fluidly returning us to our core essence. Thank you for the beauty of this life. What a privilege it is to live into it, to allow life to lead. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace. 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 Just beginning to deepen the breath. wiggling fingers and toes. Eyes, ears, and nose.
I needed to have something that I could, that to help carry me into that, you know, vast ocean of being. And for me, that was the dance. For me, that's always been the beat. The beat is my lover.
Slowly bringing yourself to seated when you're ready. And embracing what it is to have the support of the earth here. For those of you listening to the recording, feel free to reach out whenever it feels right. If you have any feedback, questions, comments, queries, shares, I'm here and I'm available. For those of you live, you are more than welcome to stick around after I stop the recording to share anything around your experiences. Thank you, my loves. Mwah. Blessings on the rest of your day and your week ahead. We'll see you next Wednesday. Bye for now.